the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Thursday, March 14, 2019. I'm Mike Clifford. The U.S. follows a lead of other nations and grounds a 737 MAX aircraft. Also on the Thursday rundown, we'll take you to a state that's a hotspot for clean energy jobs, plus putting hunger at the top of the to-do list. Topping our news, after days of mounting pressure, the New York Times reports the U.S. grounded Boeing 737's MAX aircraft Wednesday, reversing an earlier decision in which American regulators said the plane could keep flying, that after a deadly crash in Ethiopia. The Times reports that decision, announced by President Trump, followed determinations by safety regulators in some 42 countries to ban flights by the jets, which are now grounded worldwide. Pilots, flight attendants, consumers, and politicians from both major parties had been agitating for the planes to be grounded in the U.S. Leading U.S. companies and trade groups representing more than 60% of the U.S. workforce have committed to change their recruiting practices and embrace people with criminal backgrounds, which includes nearly 1 in 3 American adults.
Johnny Taylor with the Society for Human Resource Management says employers now will be able to access a talent pool of some 650,000 people re-entering society each year.
And the person who is recently returning to society who wants to stay out of jail, out of prison, has an opportunity to become a productive tax-paying citizen. So it is a win-win-win.
Because people with jobs are far less likely to return to prison, Taylor says Texas taxpayers also won't have to pay incarceration costs, roughly $22,000 per year per inmate. Some employers have shied away from hiring people with criminal backgrounds because of concerns about increased liability costs and work-related crimes. I'm Eric Galatis.
According to a recent poll, more than 80% of managers say the value that workers with criminal records add is as high or higher than workers without records. The overall incarceration rate in the U.S. is currently 700 inmates per 100,000 people. Many in the immigrant rights community are rejoicing that after federal authorities agreed this week to let people with temporary protected status from Honduras and Nepal continue to live and work here legally until litigation is resolved.
The feds already had granted a similar 9-month extension for people from El Salvador, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Sudan. Ahilan Arulanatham with the ACLU of Southern California alleges that the feds are targeting TPS holders for deportation on the basis of race.
The Trump administration adopted a new, extremely narrow interpretation of the TPS statute. The reason they did it was because the Trump administration as a whole has an agenda articulated clearly by the president to try and expel as many non-white, non-European immigrants as possible.
The government has argued that the initial crises in these people's home countries have been resolved, so they should return. But many of them have been here legally for decades and have businesses and children who are U.S. citizens. I'm Suzanne Potter.
The ball is now in the Ninth Circuit Court, where this summer a judge is expected to hear the TPS case involving people from El Salvador, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Sudan. The Buckeye State still ranks near the top for clean job creation. More on that from Mary Sherman.
According to a new report from the nonpartisan business group E2, nearly 113,000 people are employed in Ohio's clean energy sector. That's a 4.6% increase in the past year, which E2 Executive Director Robert Keith points out is higher than the national growth rate of 3.6%. He says there are now nearly 3.3 million clean energy jobs in the U.S.
That's a huge number. That's more than there are people who work in real estate in this country, believe it or not. It's more than there are teachers in America. It's more than there are waiters and waitstaff. These are folks that put up solar panels and wind turbines, but it's also people who make our homes, our offices, more energy efficient.
Across the country, clean jobs outnumber those in fossil fuels about 3-1, and employers expect 6% job growth for 2019. Ohio ranks 8th among states for the number of people employed in the clean energy sector.
To continue clean energy employment growth, the report has several recommendations, including federal policies that support grid modernization and expanded EV charging infrastructure. And finally, our Rouse Brown reports that advocates for reducing hunger in states like Minnesota will tell legislators today that additional policies and funding are necessary to relieve food insecurity and hunger across the state.
It's Hunger Day on the Hill, held annually to acknowledge that not all Minnesotans have the same access to healthy and affordable foods. Leah Gardner with Hunger Solutions Minnesota says lawmakers could take a huge step by improving school breakfast programs so kids start their day ready to learn.
We know that hunger, unfortunately, is a really persistent problem here in Minnesota and across the country, but certainly we're not immune to that here in Minnesota. We face big challenges and unfortunately has turned into some pretty significant health disparities in Minnesota.
Hunger Solutions also is advocating to maintain and expand the mobile food shelf program that was implemented in 2015 but lacked funding in 2018.
Advocates say they'll also campaign to end what's called school lunch shaming, which has in some districts included withholding access to graduation ceremonies and field trips to motivate parents to pay off student lunch debt. That's our news for now. I'm Mike Clifford, and you've been newsing and cruising with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.